by Castellanets, a special service rebroadcast for you fighting men of the United Nations.
Sunday afternoon. Time for an interlude of colorful, refreshing music. Prepared and conducted by Andre Castellanets and introduced by David Ross. Our guests of honor today, Nadine Connor and Ernesto Lecuona. We present first, as your guide to the Castellanets music, our good companion, David Ross.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Usually, when ambassadors come to America, they bring with them naval and military attachés. The embassy of the Republic of Cuba has gone one step further. It has given its embassy in Washington a cultural attaché to observe all the manifestations of art in America. The first man to hold the post is Ernesto Lecuona, known to us as the composer of The Breeze and I, Always in My Heart, and one of the songs of old Cuba with which Andre Castellanets and the orchestra begin today's program, Siboney. Our guest today, Nadine Connor, used to commute between California and New York, but that's out for the duration. Miss Connor has been singing grand opera in the East and making regular radio appearances, so she's moved to New York. But you can't keep a daughter of the Western pioneers from the good earth. Nadine Connor found a small penthouse with room enough in the open to plant a victory garden, a real one, yes, High above New York, she rakes and weeds and picks her own vegetables. It keeps her in excellent health and spirits to do a lot of arduous professional work. Today she will sing, Since First I Met Thee.
Long years have winged their weary flight since first I met thee. And though enshrined within my heart, I'd fain forget thee.
During the past 18 months, a song traveled up and down Tin Pan Alley. Publisher after publisher turned it down. They thought it would never be popular. Andre Costelanis and the orchestra now play that song, one of the great hits of the year, In the Blue of the Evening.
Thank you.
Andre Castellanets and the orchestra have given the musicians' traditional salute to the most famous of Cuban composers, Ernesto Lecuona, who plays today for the first time on the North American air. He was famous as a pianist when he was barely 20, but London and Paris called him first. Later, he conducted orchestras in Buenos Aires and Rio. Now he is here not only to observe the arts in America, but to create them. Señor Lecuona has just completed the score for Vincent Heumann's musical production, which goes into rehearsal in a few weeks, and is planning other works during his stay in this country. It is a great honor to welcome a group of Latin American dignitaries here in the studio for Señor Lecuona's first radio appearance. He will play his own composition, Malagueña. Our next number has an interesting history. It is Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. Usually, a vocalise is merely an exercise for singers without words. In the hands of a master like Rachmaninoff, however, the vocalise became a great composition in its own right. It has been famous as a vocal and violin solo, and perhaps most effective in the composer's magnificent orchestration, which Andre Castellanets and the orchestra now play as a tribute to his memory. Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. summer, in the colorful Yosemite Valley, a romantic ceremony is performed, a ritual of the American Indian. At the top of a cliff, a great fire is set. A man makes his way to the fire and flings the live coals, like a waterfall of flame, over the cliff. And as he calls to the woman waiting below, she answers, and the hills reverberate with the Indian love call. Nadine Connor has often seen this dramatic ceremonial. For her, it is a high point of romantic beauty, and she sings with special pleasure the song which brings it back to memory, The Indian Love Call. Thank you, Nadine Connor. Thank you.
Music by Kostolanitz was rebroadcast for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.